Remembrance of things past. Can it really be 60 years ago that I first saw you? It is really a lifetime, I know, but as I gaze at your eyes now, it seems like only yesterday that I first saw you, in that cafeteria, adjacent to Hanover Square. From the moment I saw you, as you walked down from the spiral staircases, holding my whiskey, my intuition elicited that you were the eligible person I longed for in my life. From time to time, I still recall how intently I gazed at you at first sight. I remember watching your fair, rosy complexion, your short dark hair, colourful cape, your orange coat with delicate, exquisite laces, and your beautiful skirt with linear patterns. I was immensely absorbed by your glamour. 1 year later, we held our engagement party at Easter Day, and we got married on Thanksgiving Day. During the warfare, I missed you. I missed you so much that you were the spiritual brace and intrinsic motivation of my void life, encouraging me to contend for victory. Even when I crept in the siren of battle, I thought as if I had heard your feminine voice. Even when I tramped in the hails of bullets and missiles, I thought as if you were smiling at me. I still recall vividly when an array of troops in armor made a strong assault to us. My thigh was stabbed. I slumped and stunned in trench. I thought you were calling me at that bleak night, and I at length revived on the brink of death. Suffering from the torments of the wound, I called your name again and again, and stumbled to the orientation of home. Half a year later, I was exempted from military service because of the disabled thigh tissue. The picture was clearly carved in my mind that I couldn't withhold my tears any longer when you darted to me in the station. As we grew old together all the 60 years, romance permeated in our marital life without any strife or tiny rupture. Hitherto, the scene of the day we married recurred in my mind time and time again. I could still recollect that we were standing with rings on the step of the church, as intimate as a pair of loving birds. I could still recite the oath I made in front of you. I could still recall the wedding dress your mother sewed for you with splendid rubies and pearls. My dear, I also want to tell you that I see our naive and lovely granddaughter today. She looks beautiful in her pretty dress and red shiny shoes. She evokes my memories of you, that first day we met. She has her hair cut short now, having a strong resemblance with you. When I meet her at the door, her smile wraps around me like a warm glove, just as you used to be. I know you're tired, my darling, and I should let you go. Burial ceremony in the cemetery will begin at 12 sharp. The elapsing epoch can't be duplicated. Henceforth, you will live in my deep heart until the day I am with you. And then I should be smiling as brightly as I did the day we married.